My name is Billy Reeves. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast number 50. And we're going to be concentrating on Say Delan, the latest band to join the label's roster, a duo made up of Justin Greaves, the multi-instrumentalist leader of Crippled Black Phoenix, and Belinda Cordich on vocals from Sweden, who previously recorded as Killing Mood. From the new album, out now on K-Scope, the album is called The Fall. And before we hear from Justin, this is entitled Chasing Changes.
Oh,
Say Delan, Chasing Changes, from the new album on K-Scope, out now. The album is called The Fall. I met up with Justin and Belinda at the photo session that you can see on the K-Scope website. So the first question I had to ask Justin, of course, what does the name Say Delan mean?
It's Old English, Old Saxon English, and basically means the deep or the void. So we took it, so we thought, well, it's kind of like, you know, you could mean it as being under the ocean or in a big dark hole and not being able to get out, or it could be within yourself. So,
did you know that already and tacked it on to the band once you decided what the music sounded like, or was it the other way around?
Yeah, it was the other way around, yeah. We were actually trying to think of a name.
Right.
And I can't remember any of the other contenders. I don't think there were any serious
Belinda,
ones.
Can you remember any of the other contenders?
Wasn't it The Hunt?
Oh yeah, it was The Hunt, actually. Then we discovered there was another band called The Hunt.
So the
we called the song The Hunt instead.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that was the only other serious one. Because I've used a lot of old English, old Lincolnshire dialect for things I've done in the past. So I kind of looked at that and then looked at old English. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just found something that really matched.
So how did the creative process work then? Because it's a multi-instrumentalist and a singer, is that...
The bulk of it is myself and Belinda. I just took care of the music and she took care of the
in which the order was Belinda supplied with a backing track, to which she had to do a top line, or did some of it come the other way?
No, it was more like I sort of came up with a bunch of ideas and then Belinda told me which ones were shit and which ones were not. And so it was kind of like, yeah, come up with an idea and then a bit of direction and then just work together, yeah. So I wanted to work together as much as possible, make it, you know, we said it's 50-50, you know.
There's going to be some shows, I understand, with the nice guys of Rock, Gaspacho, for example. They're lovely, they are. So sweet. How are you going to reproduce it live? What's the plan?
Well, I guess the plan is to try and do it as much justice as we can. We're putting together a sort of a live band now. I mean, it's always tricky writing songs, making an album, then go and playing it live if you're not a live band already, or you didn't rehearse the songs before you record them, all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of unnatural kind of way to do it. But, you know, I've done it before and we'll do it again, you know, we'll just... Yeah, we'll come up with something, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, good, glad to hear it. Yeah. I shall be there. What, you've both been making music for a little while before you did this. What started you playing music in the first place?
Okay.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, way back, yeah. I think 1986 was my first sort of gigs. And at that point, it was more to do with going and mucking about with my mates, playing gigs with Napalm Death and stuff. So, getting trapped in Birmingham New Street Station with no way to get home and sleep in telephone boxes. So it was just like the adventure of it all, just being into music. You know, massive fan of Adam and the Ants, and that's why I began as a drummer.
Thank you. is a certain Swedish influence on the record as well. Is there any link, would you say, between Lincolnshire and Sweden? They're both in the north.
I mean, I love Sweden, you know. I love the place anyway. You know, it's always sort of, you know, you have them kind of places where you find some kind of connection, even if you've never been there before. You know, you just sort of feel at home. Me and Belinda, obviously, we think alike as well, you know, which is the reason for many things going on in our lives. So,
yeah, because
there must be something to do with it.
Yeah, well, the reason I wondered is you were talking about the name of the band and Lincolnshire dialect, and I'm wondering if a lot of the K-Scope groups like this, there's a certain link with the European tradition rather than maybe the blues tradition, a lot of the music that you do. And I think that your Scandinavians are very much in touch with that. They're very much in touch with their folk traditions, and they're not so inspired by... And I also wonder if that's also a North of England thing as well. Rock music is very popular in the North of England, and I've always wondered why.
I think it's a little bit more rootsy, that's why. I think it's just a bit more grassroots. And the North of England is more like that. It's less sort of cosmopolitan. So you find sort of the more traditional forms of music and art and everything sort of are still there. A lot more than, say, London, where, you know, it's people from all over the world come here and work and form bands, and, you know, you get a completely different sound. If you go to a little place, you know, like Scunthorpe or Brigg or something like that, then it is really folksy, you know. And it must be the same for, you know, the sort of the more northern territories. I think it's, you know, the less people are there, the more grassroots it is.
What are you going to play live, you personally, of all the things you could play?
Yeah, well, it'll be guitar.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about playing live, but that's why I ended up playing guitar with my other band as well. I am a drummer first, and it's my first love. But I never play the drums anymore. It's stupid, isn't it? But
it's exhausting.
Yeah, it's good workout though.
Say de Lamb. That's called Dirge. Before that, you heard Today. Before that, you heard Chasing Changes. The album is out now from the K-Scope store as a CD, a digibook, on double vinyl, and also on iTunes as a download. The band have been playing with Gazpacho of late, so keep an eye on the K-Scope website for further dates. My thanks to Justin for the interview. Say de Lamb, The Fall, out now. All right, some notices before I sign off. Bruce Sword from The Pineapple Thief and Wisdom of Crowds has joined Catatonia on guitar and backing vocals for their forthcoming tour. The Dethroned and Uncrowned tour through Europe starts on May the 8th in Belgium. I'll see you at the Union Chapel in North London on May the 16th. There's some festival dates in August. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull has released his new album through K-Scope. It's called Homo Erraticus, and we'll be doing a K-Scope podcast special with Ian Anderson coming out shortly. Keep an eye on our Twitter feed, K-Scope Music, Facebook page, and also kscopemusic.com for that. And Anathema have announced some tour dates, some acoustic dates, and some in-store signings. That's all up on the kscopemusic.com website as well. I've spoken to Danny Kavanagh ahead of their K-Scope podcast special, which will be coming out around the same time as the album, Distant Satellites. And Gazpacho have been touring through Europe. So to finish this podcast, number 50 then, thanks for your support. Let's hear a couple of tracks from Demon, the new album from Gazpacho, shall we? We'll hear snippets from I've Been Walking Part 2 and also from The Cage, which is the bonus track on the CD Digibook. My name is Billy Reeves and I will speak to you soon. Ta-da!
there. I'm the cage that we share everywhere, spun around you every day till you die. And you can try, but you'll never get to me. The wall is high as you can see, and I'm never coming down, coming down. Get along so famously, and I listen to your jokes falling on their nose. The world just loves a clown smiling as he drowns.